Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tegan and Indy for the last time presenting your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a seal has made a splash in Varsity Lakes, 3 kilometres from the coast, and was assumed to be a first. Locals sealed the deal, naming their newest aquatic celebrity, Lucille. Spotted last week, SeaWorld says they plan to safely capture Lucille and release him back to the ocean.
Police have seized approximately $60 million worth of cannabis in rural Queensland. 11 greenhouses containing almost 5,000 cannabis plants with drug production equipment were found in the North Burnett region on July 28th. Drug and Serious Crime Group State Drug Squad Detective Inspector Bradley Phelps says the information from the local community assisted their operation in securing these warrants. 3 men from Victoria were charged with drug offences and taken in custody.
In national news, traditional owners are travelling to Canberra to contest a controversial $1 billion wind farm being built next to a World Heritage Protected Rainforest in far north Queensland. Gerbil woman Melita Osaki, whose family has lived in the area for generations, says they don't want any turbines or the land destroyed. Meanwhile, experts warn the project could threaten vulnerable species. A decision is expected in September, and if approved, construction is set to start later this year.
20 female journalists from the Indo-Pacific and Australian First Nations communities are on the ground at Brisbane Stadium for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. The 3-month training program is set to increase career opportunities for women in sports media, allowing them to develop practical skills for mobile journalism streams. This initiative is led by ABC International Development, the ABC's Media Development Unit.
In international news, today is International Beer Day, a sobering reminder of the recent tax rises on Australia's favourite after-work drink. Recent data shows that less than a third of Australians consume beer, down from 37.6% in March 2020. With a slab of beer now costing around $25 in taxes alone, the Australian brewing industry may be entering its very own drought amid the current cost of living crisis.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.